You're listening to the Sans Pants Network,
home of comedy,
culture, adventures,
and ghosts.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Shut Up a Second. My name's Hayden.
I'm Cass.
And let me introduce you. Original. Original Shut Up a Second person.
Royalty.
Yeah, Zoe.
Thank you. Part of the Orige Tridge.
The Orige Tridge. And today we're talking about Blue Tack.
Bum, bum, bum.
I don't know if that's a blue tag noise.
Do you think mine was a blue tag noise?
It sounded so ominous, though, when you introduced it.
Did it?
Yeah.
Oh, I have to work on that.
I have to admit, in old Shut Up a Seconds, it's just a panicked, like, blue tag.
Well, Cassie's was, which isn't so bad.
I think that's what it would sound like if I were to chew on blue tack.
Yeah.
Oh,
did you do that as a kid?
Oh, I love doing it.
I love chewing on blue tack. I like seeing
it. It has a nice neutral flavor. It doesn't go away.
It doesn't feel as good as gum, though.
Well, yeah, you're right.
But
the flavor maintains.
The flavor is just, it tastes exactly how it smells.
Yeah, but like, you know, with regular gum, the flavor goes away. Blue tack, they should try and figure out how blue tack flavor stays in the gum so well and apply that to like watermelon and mint.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm. Did you ever do the thing where I remember once I have this very vivid memory of chewing on blue tack and clearly there was a hair wrapped around the blue tack when I chew it. So as I bit into it, I could feel a hair snap in the blue tack as I was chewing.
I think I've done that before as well.
Put a piece of hair in every gum.
Maybe that's what I should
just
do.
Just for a bit
because
of fun.
Because it's interesting. It's a textural experience.
A textural experience. Oh, we should, just by the way, blue tack, I think in America they call it poster tack.
Oh.
Because blue tack is a brand, but it's the sticky stuff you hang up posters with.
It's our Kleenex. We call Kleenex tissues, but they call it Kleenex.
Why are you saying Kleenex? It's Kleenex.
I don't know how they say it in
the
US.
Say Kleenex. Because Kleenex is the brand,
but
we say tissue, they just say Kleenex for every tissue. No. Like how we say esky instead of cooler or chili bin.
Ah, chili bin.
Mm. Chili bin is funny.
We should really adopt chili bin. Because I think, because esky is a brand, and I think it's short for Eskimo, which is like not a...
Not a great word.
That's
I think
not
it's
great.
Not a bad term. Yeah. I mean, sorry, no, it is a... No, wait.
Cancel!
It is a bad term, I think it's very... Maybe offensive, I don't really know, but... We should really use chili
bin. Are we just always saying slurs? Like,
well, yeah.
Oh, no.
That's the case with a lot of things. And it's slowly changing, but there's sometimes you stumble across one. You're like, interesting. Esky, that's no good. I'm going to start saying chili bin, I reckon.
That's a pretty good choice. Yeah. I work in a hardware store. And
flex.
Yeah, I know. Like, it's pretty impressive. I work in an unnamed, redacted named hardware store.
Yeah.
And I work the returns desk. Mm. And I had a gentleman come in recently to come and show me that his esky was leaking and to show me he tipped out water on the floor in front of me.
Oh.
And he like kept doing it and I was like, dude, I get it. And he was like, no, see, it's leaking. And there was just a puddle just accumulating. And it's
I understand.
I understand. Stop doing that.
I believed you.
I didn't care.
Did you give him the return?
Yeah, of course I gave him the return.
Yeah,
was it a big hole?
No, it just was leaking. It was one of those ones that it had a little tap at the bottom to like release.
To drain it, but it
didn't
shut.
To drain the water, but it didn't shut properly.
Yeah.
So he just came in with it full being like, look.
Yeah, but kind
my esky, she's so sick.
And he would just like kind of like tip it over and he'd be like, say it's leaking. And it was, but it was just like, I was like, that's so unnecessary to show me. Because you just, I don't know in what situation your brain is like, I'm going to come in and tip some liquid on the ground. Inside.
Yeah, if it were
and
outside.
It's probably like a concrete floor too, so it makes it nice and slippery.
Yeah. And so he just literally just like tipped, like he just could have come in, get a glass, tip it on the floor and be like, see?
It's like, okay, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
What he should have done was clogged it up with blue tack.
Yeah, I reckon that should have been done.
Hey, I reckon, Zoe, your hair at the moment is pretty bang on the color of blue tack.
It is
right
false.
Now.
No, blue tack's blue.
It's a pretty grey blue.
Yeah, it's a grey.
You got a grey blue sort of thing going on.
No.
Yours is probably more grey than blue tech is, but blue tech is a very grey blue.
Yeah.
No, it's pretty blue.
I'd just say it was grey. I would never say it's blue.
It is what's called blue tech.
Yeah, but it's grey.
Yeah, I think if you saw it alone, you'd be like, it's halfway between grey and blue.
Yeah.
It's really pale, quite pale.
Zoe's hair's really grey. It looks like
I know,
steel.
So it's blue tech, is what I'm saying.
No.
Steel is also kind of blue. When you say steel...
Yeah, blue steel.
Yeah, blue steel.
That's a different kind of steel to steel.
Steel blue, blue steel, blue, steel blue.
Yeah.
I feel like steel and blue is...
They're interchangeable.
No.
They're synonymous.
Don't.
Well, you can replace the word blue with the word steel. No. At any time.
The sky is a beautiful steel today.
Hey, what's this building made out of? Blue, mostly.
Nice.
Mm.
Well, what do you know about BluTac? Tell me what you know about BluTac.
Well, did you know this? I looked it up. Non-carcinogenic.
Nice. So it's good that we've been chewing on it.
Yeah, yeah. Thank God.
It's fine if you chew it and you swallow it. Doesn't give you cancer.
That's good.
Which is nice. It's a relief. Some reason, I looked up BluTac facts, and that was the first one that came. I guess so many people that would swallow BluTac and go like, oh, shit, is this good for me? Does it give me cancer now?
No, I've just been chewing BluTac so incessantly.
Wait. Were they specifically like if you ingest it, or was it more if you touch it, it is non-carcinogenic?
Let me look at the wording.
Yeah, because I feel like they'd be having intended use there. Maybe if you swallow it, it gives you cancer, but if you touch it, it can't.
It says it can be swallowed without harm and is non-carcinogenic. So I guess both.
Okay.
I guess both.
Fact boy,
yeah.
Can you tell me what is BluTac made out of?
It is made out of stuff.
Nice.
It's made out of some kind of polymer.
I'll be able to tell you.
Oh.
Because part of my history, I was trying to figure out who invented BluTac, and it is a mystery.
Oh, that's cool.
It's a mystery?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
They invented it by accident. They were trying to invent cork. And then they just started sticking it on each other's desks. So they know, like, the group of people who were there, but they don't know who did the accident, who made it.
Oh, wait, cork is in C-A-U-L-K, like sealing cork, or cork is in, like, stuff to stop a bottle?
Not cork.
Cork with an R comes from a tree.
Yeah, well, I know, but maybe they're making a synthetic one. I don't know.
No, cork, for sealing hole in wall.
Cork,
and not cork.
Say it, go again.
This is a Hugh Jackman situation, isn't it?
Cork, not cork.
I can't tell. What's the Hugh Jackman situation?
Oh, it's. Are you saying Hugh Jackman or are you saying Huge Ackman?
Hugh Jackman. Oh, yeah. Huge Ackman.
Like, are you saying Chris Pratt or Chris Pratt?
Yeah.
You can pretty much do it with any two words, really. Are you saying Hayden Bleachmore or Hayden Bleachmore?
I feel like
it works. Works like my name too. Me, Chris Pratt, and Hugh Jackman were birds of a feather. how deep does the mystery go?
Way back to 1969.
So it's made of people putting up posters before then.
Nails.
Oh.
Pins, yeah, guns.
That's holes.
Guns?
Yeah, absolutely. So it was...
what do you mean?
Pew, pew, up.
Yeah, you just shoot them into the wall.
Okay,
they
that makes sense.
They get scared, they stick on. So it's made of chalk powder, rubber, and oil, and they were trying to combine them in a special way, but the actual recipe is, like, not even known by the company that makes it.
What?
Like, how?
For the employees. Obviously, someone knows the recipe, hide
someone
it.
Someone at the company knows.
Yeah.
It's not like the company doesn't know what they're doing.
But, like, the people at the factory who make it don't know the actual recipe. They just put it together. Like, I couldn't tell you what's in a White Wings box mix.
What is that? Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
White Wings box is the cake mix, right?
Yeah. Like, if you're like, give me.
So they just get white powder and they mix it with oil and they go, and it's whatever kind of oil with whatever kind of powder, they don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can only assume.
Mm. Mm.
So they were trying to make a sealant, like a cork, and it completely failed. And then someone started using the failure to put up signs.
Yeah.
and the rest is histoire.
Is that French for history?
No, it's actually French for story. The rest is story. But yeah, they don't know. They've managed to narrow it down to the people who were there, but no one's fessed up. And for
no one's fessed up.
No, because
it's a confession.
Yeah. They like dyed it blue and they were like, here we go. We're marketing this now. But the person who invented it, they haven't gotten them to come forward. Like a bunch of people have been like, well, I did it, but they can't prove the person.
Wait, so no, that's the opposite of what you're saying. No, so it's not no one's coming forward, is everyone's claiming it.
Everyone's claiming
it's not like, who did this? Who made BluTac? It's going to be one of you.
My interpretation was like, out of the group of people, they're like, we know it was around these people. One of these people did it, and I don't think any of them are fessing up. I don't know why. It was like 60th anniversary of BluTac, and they were like, okay, can whoever invented it, please come forward.
just it's a 60-year amnesty.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, all right, you won't get in trouble.
Wouldn't you get royalties from
surely.
It?
No, well,
invented it?
No, because that's your job. Like the guy who invented the Freddo frog mold, job was making molds. So he didn't get paid anything fancy because his job was to invent a mold.
Yeah.
And he did that.
Yeah. It's so, like a Tin Pan Alley in New York. They said like just big skyscrapers and each room had a songwriter in it. And they would just try and just write as many songs as possible. And so, you know, the Christmas carol or just the Christmas song, White Christmas.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm dreaming of a white.
Let it stop, it's too perfect. We'll get in trouble.
Christmas. That guy would have got like an hourly wage for that song. And it's like got no royalties from it at all.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like you deserve like
a little bonus or something.
Yeah, like a treat. Because it was the same thing with the Nike logo.
Really?
Yeah.
A child did it by accident.
A young woman designed it. And it was kind of like, we're looking for a logo. And she designed it and she got like a base rate for it. And
right.
And then it's like
they bought it from her. And then
yeah, it's the most iconic, one of the most iconic symbols in the world. Yeah.
Pretty.
I mean,
I'm not going to have done that. It's a tick.
You did it.
That's true. I did. I didn't invent the tick for Nike. All right. Nike comes to you and says, we got to make a new logo. You get $100 for it. What are you doing?
A shit on them. On the paper. How dare they?
A shit on the paper. That's gold. Yeah, they put that on every shoe. A human shit. But your human shit and you.
Yeah, it's mine.
Yeah, but I guess everyone's slightly unique.
I reckon I don't know if it's Nike. Was it Nike? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe, okay, we designed the new logo for Nike and then they give us microphones. And then we get to record we get sponsored. I'd put something of me in there. Yeah. Like maybe I'd.
The first podcast sponsored by Nike.
Oh, there's got to be some. There'd be some sports thing sponsored by Nike.
Do you reckon there are sports podcasts?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
There's one on this
yes.
network. It's called How Good's Footy.
Oh, yeah. Look, I was thinking like, but.
Podcasts are for nerds.
I was thinking
sports
what.
Nerds.
I was thinking what do fit people do? And I was like, well, if you go into the gym so much you need to listen to podcasts, maybe you're not happy. So maybe you need someone in there with you.
I reckon I'd do a skull and crossbones, make it like poison shoes.
Poison
shoes. Pirate shoes.
Pirate shoes, poison shoes, whatever you like. Evil shoes, like big X.
Big X, anti-Nike.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's that at Spider-Man, like?
Kryptonite?
No, what's the?
No.
She said Kurt. I was trying to help.
What's the bad Superman?
Bad Superman is Bizarro.
Yeah, Bizarro.
Bizarro Superman.
That's where I'm going.
Yeah.
Like a Bizarro Nike.
Bizarro.
My brain's barely here on the best of time.
Maybe it would be cool to make the logo for Nike a shoe.
shoe on shoe.
Yeah.
Does it like recur?
No, I do the word Nike written in a shoe shape.
What? What?
So like if so like the,
so the shape of the letters are a shoe.
Yeah.
How do you know what it says?
Because it says no. I'm not just talking about drawing a shape.
So the
N makes the little where your toes go.
The nose of the shoe.
And the I makes the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
And the K makes where your ankle goes. And the E makes where your heel goes.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a good idea, but it's not a terrible idea. Yeah.
I would say it is terrible.
All right.
But that's where me and you differ.
I guess I can't say that. I'm not her sibling.
I bought a pair of socks that had an embroidered pair of socks on them.
Cute.
That's fun.
That's like what? Yeah, it's fun.
I see a hat all the time. It gets advertised to me on Instagram.
Hat.
All the time. The hat hat.
Oh, yeah. I've seen the hat hat.
I'm like, man, that's a funny hat, but. Surely everyone's got that hat because they're going ham with the Instagram advertising.
Man, well, it's targeted just for you.
Yeah, I haven't gotten the targeted ad. I've just seen a photo of someone post their own hat online.
No, yeah, I get the hat every second day. They're like, hey, buy this hat. And every time I'm like, hat.
I could embroider you a shirt.
How's that the same vibe? Hat's
what
cool.
About pants?
Pants. Now we're onto something.
A print of jeans on tracksuit.
Yeah, that's good because you don't usually have stuff on pants.
Yeah.
Usually, or at least guys' pants are like traditionally plain.
Yeah, well, it's not, it's a plain pair of pants, but what we'll do is on the bum, on the bum pocket.
A pair of pants.
Yeah, we'll put a little pants on your bum pocket. There's something nice about like something embroidered on a bum pocket. It's fancy.
Yeah. What about
you're like that's a brand.
Like, it is. Let's invent the pants.
Yeah.
What about if we were to, because you know the classic T-shirt with suit printed on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tracksuit pants with suit pants printed on it.
That's just black tracksuit pants.
With a crisp iron down the leg.
Oh, they've got like a, okay, I see.
Yeah, you've
like
got the
vinyl
pleat.
Sticker, but it's just the pleat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so on the back it's not there, like the suit shirt. And then you're wearing slippers.
They should also print tails of the jacket on the bum of the pants.
Okay. Yeah. No, I'm liking that.
What are those jackets with the two little points called? Like you've got those dangling down?
Waistcoat. The tail. That's tails.
Tails. That's good stuff. Do you reckon the guy that invented the suit shirt.
Yeah.
He's like a millionaire? But I don't have any reason to believe this, but it seems like the kind of thing that they made no money for.
It seems like a no money invention. Mm.
They did it. Some bigger company's like, that's kind of funny, and you can't really copyright a suit.
But then some of them have because that fucking smiley face is copyrighted.
What smiley face? Like the normal smiley face?
Yeah, like the one that's like just like you see on merch and you're like, it's like the yellow smiley face.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Copyrighted?
Yeah, that's a brand.
Huh. And the brand is smiley face.
Yeah.
Huh. But, well, that kind of makes sense because that's like.
That's like a cartoon that they drew.
Yeah, like that's something someone had to create, sit down and do. But suits are like everyone has been wearing suits for ages.
Yeah, the guy who made the show didn't have to do shit.
Feel like you can't copyright the look of a suit.
I'm still shocked you can copyright the look of a smiley face. Can anyone do a smiley face and do their own smiley face?
Well, I think it's more the yellow one, like the iconic.
Yeah, like if you replicate it to the extent of like.
Like our merch. Like we've done with our merch.
Don't worry about it. No, because
you're talking about the why am I sad thing, right?
Yeah, that's
that one, isn't it crying a little bit?
It looks tired.
It's different. It's got a whole different vibe.
Yeah, the vibe is different. If they try and come for us, they're going to have to do a vibe
check.
Yeah,
and ours has pupils, which is, oh no, it doesn't.
No. No, it does. That would be that would be disgusting.
I'm going to change all the logos.
I would quit the podcast. I'd throw up. I'd vomit.
Just like the tiniest
little dot in the smiley face is copyrighted. That's bonkers.
If I owned the smiley face, I would be going to town on every person ever because everyone's got smiley face everything.
Yeah.
You know, you make bank suing a small podcast company who has no liquid assets.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be good?
It's like, what we can give you is a 2012 Honda Accord. it is now third hand.
And we can give you access to the studios. Yeah. No, they're not soundproof.
No, why would they be
Would
soundproof?
You like a King's membership?
Yeah, give you
would like to pay me so I do not sign you up. All right.
Lucky. We should do that. How do people give us money for us to stop?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Make us stop.
Yeah.
$50 fee.
Maybe every, like, so what do we have not? We have, like, the King membership. That's, like, the top tier.
That's
one,
top tier.
The Sandspace Plus.
That's for
what
all
you
the
do,
kings
There's
the world.
One called, like, God.
Yeah.
And it's $100 a month, but each one you buy, it cancels someone else's subscription so that all their RSS feeds go down. They can't listen to it.
Oh, so then, you pay people to not be able to access us.
Yeah, that's so you're funny. Silencing our voice one person at a time, right? And then the more God members we get, eventually will outweigh the King's memberships, and then you start cutting off RSS feeds to individual people for the public ones. Oh, we make heaps of money.
Yeah. Please pay us to stop talking.
Yeah, making money from your haters, your rich haters. I feel like all the haters are poor.
Really?
I don't know.
When you said rich haters, I'm like, oh, yeah, because wealth is relative. To be rich is relative. And I feel like they have a rich, a vein of awful in them.
Mm.
And that you can really go on that for a while. Mm. Like if I've got $100, we've all got $100 each, great. $50 to spend to someone who you hate? Not worth it. I don't hate anyone that much. But if I really hated them, God, a bargain.
Yeah.
You know?
I think I was thinking because people who are like annoying online are losers, but losers can be rich.
Oh, yeah.
That's where I was getting confused, I think.
Yeah,
and the poor
can
be lovely.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Wow, controversial.
Mm.
I think you've uncancelled yourself.
We're really like just getting really politically charged here.
That is fun because I'm also very poor. So.
Oh, yeah.
And what he's saying is that he's a loser.
I'm a big old loser. I'm both, actually. You can be both.
Yeah. You can be a loser and poor.
Mm. Would you guys like to hear some more facts about Blue Tack?
Oh, would
yes.
I ever?
Well, I couldn't find any really good facts because, you know, the recipe is a secret. And yeah. I didn't want to do the history of it. So
recipe confirming
I found some mm-hmm. Blue Tack hacks.
Oh!
So we're not doing facts, we're doing hacks.
What?
Okay. Found an article of 8 most useful Blue Tack hacks. And really, this probably should have been 2.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
So,
you're going to save the best for last?
So you can use it for cleaning printer ports.
What's a printer port?
Oh, like the hole.
Like
the
hole
of
you
printer.
Plug a printer into.
Oh.
You can do that. I have used Blue Tack to clean things before. It makes the Blue Tack dirty.
And useless.
Yeah.
Eventually it'll get so dirty you can't use it.
Yeah.
You can also, you know, whack it in your phone hole. Whack it in just any USB port.
So pretty
anything.
Much, are these individual facts?
So you can, this is one fact.
Okay. Oh, okay.
This
so
is one
is
hack.
Like all
one
like
hack
facts
is,
and I was like sticking thing, yeah.
Yeah, camera ports in AirPod cases, all that kind of stuff. Radio buttons, it says on there.
Hey, that's relevant to us.
Well, I don't know what a radio button is.
Button
we,
on a radio, I guess.
Yeah.
But you were radio.
Yeah, not that many buttons. There's an on-off switch for the microphones. I guess maybe that's what they mean.
Yeah, maybe.
Or like maybe it's buttons on a radio.
Did you ever get really old Blue Tack and just put glue on it and hope that that would fix it?
What do you mean?
Whoa, no.
Oh, as in like coated in a layer of glue.
And I was like, and that this will fix it.
So you're just, you, why did you put the glue
you're
on Blue Tack? You could just.
It.
Just wanted to put the sticky back
in
it.
But
what
if you
reason?
Just put the glue on the thing, you didn't need the Blue Tack.
Yeah, but I wasn't allowed to put glue on the walls.
Oh, so you. So you mixed the glue into the Blue Tack.
Yeah, so you get a glue stick.
Yeah.
Oh,
a glue stick.
Okay.
Least sticky of glues.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. They
and you would roll out the Blue Tack like one would, you know, like a pizza, and then you'd coat it, and then you'd
So you're doing Blue Tack lamination.
Yeah, roll it out again. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you, did it work?
Until it was sticky again. Well, it
you
was
pretty
sticky,
much made a croissant.
It was just
touched. Sticky
just
from
had,
the other, a different reason.
Yeah, it just had glue on it.
Mm, apparently. You can put it in the freezer and it comes back to sticky, I
that
think.
Can't be right.
That can't be right.
Yeah, well, maybe it's not right. You know what I'm thinking of?
Are you thinking of jeans?
No, I'm thinking of how Jackson used to put gum in the freezer and it got his flavor back. Which also doesn't
I'm sure
seem
that's
true.
Not right.
No, it's not right, but that's what he did, and apparently it worked. You put gum in the freezer after you've chewed it up, the flavor comes back for a bit.
And he told us about this, but it doesn't come back for like as long as the first one.
Yeah, it's fleeting. It's even
Wouldn't
more fleeting.
Wouldn't it just be that there's still remnants of the flavor on it because it's no longer in his mouth and
he's
not
forgot.
Numb to it yet?
I don't know. Ask him.
I think the secret ingredient is time for that one.
Secret ingredients, Jackson's a dumbass.
Another Blue Tack hack.
Yeah.
Cleaning vintage jewelry.
That's
still
cleaning
again.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Another hack.
Yeah.
Clean amethysts and geodes.
I really am starting to feel like are these all going to be cleaning?
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay.
Oh, wait, and you can also block lights from electronics. You just put it over a light. And
oh, yeah, that is true. I don't do it with Blue Tack, but a lot of my ports in my house, we got the ones that had a light to let you know if it's on or not.
Wait, what was it?
You know the plugs?
Oh, like a PowerPoint?
A PowerPoint.
Yeah, power socket.
Some of them come with like little red lights to let you know if the thing is on or not. I don't know why we picked those.
That's... What?
It's very fucking annoying.
So it's just going to light on 24/7 to be
yes,
there's power
the
to the house.
To let you know. So I guess it's the idea is that you use it for a thing that you have to turn off.
Yeah, okay.
Like to remind you.
So you wouldn't put them in everything, but you put them in everything?
Apparently we put them in everything.
Okay, so like.
So, but instead of putting Blue Tack to cover it, I do just have bits of duct tape.
Yeah, well, it's not really a Blue Tack specific hack.
No, just
cover it. It's anything that covers anything.
And the good thing about Blue Tack is that it comes with instructions on the packet, though. It tells you what you can use Blue Tack for.
Yeah, and it's Blue Tack wrapping reminds me of Minty wrapping.
Yeah.
Except it's useful.
The
you know,
wrapping?
You know, yeah, like when so you open
it's,
the
it's covered in paper, yeah.
Yeah, and then the paper that it's covered in shows you what you can do with it.
Yeah.
I wonder
yeah.
if the Blue Tack
so
website.
It's like put
posters on the wall.
No, it's like one of them was like to hold nails down while you hammer them in.
Oh, yeah, that's clever.
Yeah.
One of them is to hold flowers in place in a flower pot.
Yeah.
Mmm. Maybe I should have read the back of the blue tape instead of this stupid website.
No, I think the website's good.
Yeah. Clean amethysts and geodes.
And geodes. That's just, I love all of them. It's like, and here, dirt, pick up dirt, and a different way to pick up dirt.
And you can pick up dirt from this thing. And it's not a different way to pick up dirt. Yeah. It's the same way to pick up dirt on different stuff.
They're like, and geodes. It was so funny if they were like, you can use it to clean amethyst, but not geodes.
You cannot use it on a geode. You'll fuck up your geode.
You're like, okay.
Too salty.
Yeah. They insult and blue tack notorious enemies like cats and dogs.
Do you reckon blue tack would taste better with a bit of salt?
Yeah, everything tastes better with a bit of
salt.
No,
I don't think blue tack would.
Explain
okay,
your
I'm wrong, I guess.
Well, explain your work it out. Why not?
I think blue tack would taste better with sugar.
Oh.
Yeah, I read
it. Yeah, I think it would lend itself to being sweet rather than savory.
Like a bit of honey
you're
in there?
You're thinking of gum again.
Yes.
Well, I don't think chili.
You don't think chili?
No.
You don't think chili what?
In the gum. Sometimes gum spicy. Sorry, in the blue tack. Because sometimes gum. Sorry, I'm not applying all gum logic.
Zoe, are you following? I'm not following.
You said I'm applying gum logic and I'm not applying all of it.
Yeah, no, I do agree. Sometimes they make gum spicy. I don't understand why they do that.
Because it's cinnamon usually, right?
Yeah, which is a fucking gross flavor to chew on.
Mm.
Everyone's fucking gonna be like, "Man, it's my favorite." No, it's
no, it
you're
is yeah,
and you're wrong.
Yeah, it's like fake bark is what you're eating if you're eating fake cinnamon.
They made blue tack blue specifically so people would not confuse it for gum and eat it.
Well,
yeah, I mean we're doing it.
Yeah,
anyway.
I mean we're doing it.
But
anyway.
It's also funny because then. It means that the way people are going to pick up old used gum and just
like,
whack it in their gobs and chew it.
Yeah, that's so
strange. But then they went and colored the blue tack. So now you can get the neon blue tacks.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, you can. You can get like you can get fluoro pink and orange.
Yeah,
and
the problem with those ones is that they stain your walls.
They do.
Yeah,
and
that's funny.
Normal blue tack, I mean, normal blue tack is oily.
Yeah,
it's just, it gives all this grease stain because it's all grease and mysterious powder.
Yeah, that they won't tell us about. The blue tack website.
Yeah,
has a bit of pink blue tack wrapped around a charging cable to keep all the bits in place. You know when you break a charging cable?
Yeah.
It looks like someone has stuck chewing gum to a charging cable.
That's really funny.
Wait, party hacks?
Yeah, so blue tack's website has tidy hacks, party hacks, life hacks, little hacks.
What's a party hack for blue tack?
Hang on.
I want to guess.
Okay. Yeah.
To stick the party hat on your head without that annoying string.
All right, Zoe, do you have a guess?
For a party hack for blue tack.
The tail on the donkey without a tack.
Oh, without the dangerous pin.
Yeah, kids hate pins.
Mm.
No, you're both wrong.
We are both right.
Yeah. So
Hayden's only works if you're bald or hate your hair. But
it's not. I didn't talk about getting it out. It'll stay on there for a long time.
Yeah, it will.
Mm.
Well, one of these is to secure small objects to reduce choking hazards when entertaining small children. Now, I would argue.
Wait, well, what?
That's you're adding a second small object into that situation.
So you're putting blue tack on like a toy car. Well, that's probably too big.
You can't you're trying to secure an object.
So imagine like you're
an army man.
A Warhammer party for children.
Yeah.
Sure. And you got to stick all the blue tack.
But once again, blue tack is not strong.
Yeah.
Children are deceptively strong.
If they want to pick it up,
if they want something in their mouth, they will put it in their mouth. Mm.
Did they give an example?
No, they say secure small objects to reduce choking hazards when entertaining small children.
That's why we can't roll the die anymore.
What?
It's blue tack down.
Oh, yeah, when we all come over for a great party of snakes and ladders, and we're not allowed to roll the die anymore.
Yeah. Actually, our tokens don't move either.
Yeah. No. We're all stuck at snake.
Oh.
Mm. Oh. They should really, you know how, the board game, Trouble?
The port game.
I think, does it have another name? What's Sorry? Is that a different game?
That's a different game.
Oh, okay. Well, Trouble, there has the it's basically the same game as Sorry, I think.
It's got a little pop-up
It's got
dome.
The pop, it's the dice is entombed in a dome that you press down and it goes, patank, and rolls. I think that's fun.
It is fun.
Well, they should incorporate that into, like, Monopoly or something. Or not, fine. Okay, no, you can say no.
Fun. No, let's give fun. A pop it just, a monopoly.
The problem is with the of the poppy thing is that it moves the board because remember the trouble pieces actually click in.
They clicked in. Maybe we should click in. Everything should be click in.
Okay, let's make a click in board game. It's Monopoly but fun.
All right.
I guess it's good because then people can't like get frustrated and tip the table over. And,
yeah, and well, you know what could. You don't need anymore is blue tack because your piece is clicking in place.
Beautiful.
And your small bits are safely secured at the party.
Make everything on earth clickable into make everything Lego.
Yeah, I actually just want to live in a little Lego world. Please.
That'd be kind of nice.
Oh my god, imagine constructing a Lego sandwich where the cheese and the ham clicked in.
Click.
What about this? A world where everything's Lego, but the bumps are basically microscopic. So you microscopic. So then everything clicks in, but it doesn't look all fucked up.
Are you trying to invent what is essentially Velcro?
Yeah, I was going to say tiny Velcro.
Yes.
Or as it's known, hook and loop tape.
Oh yeah, that's the because Velcro is a brand. Oh. Much like Blue Tack. You're supposed to say post attack and hook and loop tape.
Hook and loop tape. I had a gentleman at the hardware store that I work at come and ask for Welpo for a very long time.
What? Wepo?
Wepo. Like Welpo. And I was like, what's happening? And he just kept asking. He was really old and he had an accent of like some European country I couldn't quite discern.
Okay. Yeah.
And he just kept asking for it. And I was like, I don't know what you're asking for. We need to like, I was like, what do you use it for? Like, you know, how do you, I was like, what are we doing with it? Like, I'm going to figure out what this is. And he was like, is the stick of the material to the material? And you're like, huh? And then I'm thinking like fabric glue, da, 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 da. Eventually Velcro.
Yeah.
Well.
I had a guy when I was working at the movies.
Oh, the movies, the unnamed movies. Yeah, the unnamed movies.
By the time this episode's come out, I will have quit.
Oh, that's fun, because if you chicken out, it's embarrassing.
Yeah, I'm going to call them today and quit.
But you haven't yet.
No, I haven't, but I will because I have plans on Saturday and they've rostered me on and I'm not doing it, so I got to quit.
No wonder you're poor, dude.
Yeah, but a guy can say, hey, are you guys showing what did he say? Grummins? Or Gronnels?
Gronnels?
I'm like, what, Gronnels? Like, yeah, Gronnels. You know Gronnels? I'm like, I don't know. He's like, no, you know it. You know Gronnels. I'm like, I can assure you, I do not. He's like, yeah, with Billy. I'm like, Billy? Like, Billy? Gronnels with Billy. He's like, yeah, you know Billy, the boy. I'm like, he's like, you've seen it. I'm like, I haven't seen Gronnels with Billy the boy. He's like, you know, with the Mogwai. And I'm like, oh, Gremlins? He's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, you know, I have seen that. So you were right. But because apparently there's a new Gremlins coming out. I was like,
Gronnels with Billy the boy.
Billy the boy, Billy. Which might be his name. I can't remember.
Oh, I love people's vague descriptions of things.
I love that he couldn't get Gremlin, but he got Mogwai.
Yeah, I know.
He remembered the name of the characters. Yeah. And like, oh, that's good. The whole film is about the Gremlins. Like, that's a fucked one to forget.
You remembered Billy, Mogwai, but not Gremlin.
Did they say the word Gremlin in the Gremlins movie? Is it like a zombie film where they don't say zombie?
They don't say Grizzombie. they probably don't say Grizzombie in most zombie films because that's not a word that exists.
Look, I now empathize with this man because Gromlin.
Grumbled.
Grumbles. No, I see where your mouth goes. You're drawn to the sound. Grizzombies. I'm going to ask for Shaun of the Dead and be like, you know,
Grizzombies.
Grizzombles.
With Shaun, the man. Grizzombies. Oh boy. And on that note, I've been Hayden.
I've been Kat.
And I've been Zoe B.
Bye. I don't know how to end these.
No, Zoe, where can we find you?
Oh, you can.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, find me at Zoe Sans Pants for most social medias. Mm-hmm. You can hear me on Why Am I Sad, a show that I host with Cass about why we're sad.
Mm-hmm.
And you can hear the better version of Shut Up a Second.
Of course.
Yes.
Shut Up a Second classic.
The Orig Tridge.
With the Orig Tridge, Jack and Dusha.
Going through the original topics.
Going through the original topics. Having an original time. and you can find that on Sans Pants Plus. Which you have to pay for.
Yeah,
which
you gotta pay for.
Which you should pay for. Mm.
Please pay for.
Please, oh my God, please.
Paul.
Or, once again, pay me not to talk.
Yeah, give the God tier and we will cancel the show. All right, bye.